Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Good morning, Roto Experts.
To the end zone! It's caught! Touchdown! Oh my heavens!
The mark of fantasy excellence.
You have to be careful about who you think is stepping forward on the depth chart.
Yes! It's caught for a touchdown!
You are now tuned in to the Roto Experts in the Morning on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Rise and shine, fantasy players. It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood, Friday, August 24th. Let's cock-a-doodle-do it. It is Roto Experts in the Morning right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I'm your host, Dane Martinez. They call me Speeds the Spitting Statistician. And I am joined by my man, FSWA Hall of Famer, El Rey de Fantasia, the King, Scott Angle. Scotty, week 3 of the preseason kicks off in earnest tonight. The dress rehearsal, we're going to see the starters maybe for a full half. I am excited. How are you feeling, Scotty?
I'm feeling good. You know, enjoyed watching the game last night and was up early this morning banging out the article that people have been asking me for. It's live. It's ready on rotoexperts.com. I may be wrong, but my fearless predictions for fantasy football for this season, part of the Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. Enter the King at checkout for a special discount. And you'll see what week Rashad Penny and Ronald Jones might be starting by.
Ooh, I like that. And, you know, listen, Scotty, people definitely need to go on over, get the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package, enter the promo code THEKING at checkout. And I was telling a lot of people yesterday on Fantasy Freestyle, which, by the way, airs on, Tuesdays and Thursdays from 7 to 8 p.m., but I was telling people that these guys are representing value now. We were talking about this. We had a poll about this, Scotty. You know, the Ronald Jones, the Sony Michels, the Rashad Pennies. You know, that these guys that are falling right now as rookies, they represent value at some point. And you're really thinking about who's going to be that starting running back, not in the month of September, but around Thanksgiving and beyond. That's when your team is in the fantasy playoffs. You want to be able to, you know, kind of be patient with some of these guys. So that's a very interesting piece of content, Scott. When you think Ronald Jones and Rashad Penny might be starting, can I ask, is it before like week 12 when you need to push for the fantasy playoffs and in the fantasy playoffs themselves?
With Penny it is, and like Jay Thompson asked me just a little while ago on Twitter, he said, given the broken finger, weight gain, and reports at a Seahawks camp, is Penny worth a shot at running back 4 or 5? There's no way you're going to get him at running back 5. And, you know, I believe after Chris Carson, I kept said it all week, after he fumbled twice the goal line last week, you know, and the Seahawks were so awful in the red zone last year that Penny's going to at least have a part-time role. And it's going to be before midway in the season. You'll see what exact week in my article on RotoExperts.com that I think Rashad Penny's going to take over as the starting running back.
All right, fair enough. As long as he gets off that Eddie Lacy diet, we'll be okay with Rashad Penny up there in Seattle. Hey, Scotty, I don't know what it was. Maybe it was the Indians against the Phillies last night. We had a final of 5-0 with the Eagles and the Browns, you know. Listen, I have a couple of takeaways. For me, Carlos Hyde continues to look good. Okay, 7 carries for 45 yards. I remember back in the day on this show when me and Jake Seeley were going back at and forth at it. I was on the Carlos Hyde train. He was on the Nick Chubb side. And I got to tell you something. Hyde looks like the guy that they spent money for. Hyde looks like the guy who has been, you know, kind of an RB2 in the past. Hyde looks like a guy that in PPR settings had a good year last year as well. I think he is kind of widening the gap between him and Chubb in that backfield. What did you think about that?
I don't think he widened the gap as much as he established himself as the guy, but, you know, Chubb isn't far behind with the way that he's running. But Carlos Hyde, you know, when he's at his best, you know, he's a big back with good vision, and he's got some deceptive speed, but he also runs very upright, and he exposed himself to injuries. A lot, big injury history throughout his career, so you have to keep that in mind. I think Chubb's going to have a role. Hyde's going to be the starter. I think Duke Johnson is pretty much going to be reduced to
PPR duties.
Nothing role. It's like he hasn't even caught a pass this preseason. So, yeah, Duke Johnson, I think, I'm not even touching him in my drafts.
Okay, let me ask you something. In your ranks, which you can get on the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package, you currently have them literally back-to-back see, both in Tier 9, however. You have them Chubb as 38, Hyde as 39. It sounds like you're saying in your update you might actually have Hyde ahead of Chubb, but it also, listen,
yes,
you have
they're gonna,
both.
They're going to be updated after the show, yes.
Okay, fair enough. But you have both of them behind guys like Rob Kelly, C.J. Anderson, Sony Michel. Am I correct that at least Hyde would hop over those guys as well?
Yeah. Both of them might hop over those all three of those guys. You know, Kelly's going to get an obvious drop
with Peterson.
Sony Michel is too banged up. Right. I'm really going to be dropping Sony Michel. I have an interesting prediction in my my new article on rotoexperts.com about how many games Sony Michel is going to play this year, too.
All right, fair enough, fair enough. We shall see, but remember,
Jeremy
going over
Hill?
That is interesting. That's an interesting. Listen, this committee, you know, has a ton of people. We'll see if Gillislee and Hill, you know, make the roster and play that role. We know Burkhead is dealing with a knee injury. Sony Michel dealing with a knee injury. This could set up for a lot of opportunity, especially out of the backfield, for James White. Early on in the season. All right, so that's one thing I saw. The other thing I wanted to ask you about is Tyrod, or shall I say Tarod. I don't know if you saw the latest episode of Hard Knocks.
Tarod.
Scott, yeah, but it's really apparently
Tarod.
No, I
don't have HBO.
Fair enough, but so there was a little piece about this. Apparently it's really? Tarod, not Tyrod. Tarod.
Well, you know what? That's a good point, though, because a lot of people assume pronunciations, you know, like for years people say Ichiro, but
and it's
it was Ichiro.
Yes, Ichiro. Absolutely.
There's a lot of examples behind that kind of stuff. In baseball, people say Eugenio Suarez. It's actually Eugenio Suarez.
Yes, absolutely. So here's how it went down from Hard Knocks, okay? Like the fourth string quarterback, they were about like he was giving them the tour of like that RV that they're doing or the quarterbacks in camp, right? And he's called the person that we knew as Tyrod, he called him Tyrod. And then like other reporters and stuff were asking him about it, like, haha, you made a mistake. How does it feel to like mispronounce your starting quarterback's name on TV? And he was like, well, actually, he calls himself Tyrod. His name is actually Tyrod. And so then they interviewed Tyrod about it. And he was like, when I was in college at Virginia Tech, on college game day, Lee Corso one day just called me Tyrod, and at that point, I was just such a, like, kind of, you know, I was a young guy. I was a humble guy. I'd never wanted to correct him, so I never corrected it. And he was like, but my mom calls me Tirad. My family calls me Tirad. My name is Tirad, you know, and so yeah. We're like, oh, snap, like, you know, so people have been mispronouncing it the whole time. But I bring this up because Tirad is the starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. You know, everyone loves Baker Mayfield, that number one pick. There's a lot of buzz around him. But this is reinforced for me by watching Hard Knocks. Tirad is like, you know, acting like a leader. He's the one in Hugh Jackson's ear giving him ideas on how to help build positive practice habits. He's the one that they're showing, like, you know, not going out and in his room digesting game film all the time while Baker Mayfield is enjoying some of the perks of being the number one overall pick. And Tirad goes 11 for 16 yesterday, but it looked like he almost broke his wrist at one point. I bet the collective heart was in the throats of all the Browns fans. What do you think about Tirad and this Browns competition at quarterback?
Yeah, I think Tirad's definitely the guy. Look,
I like how you went straight to Tirad. I like that. We're using it as Tirad.
Yeah, once I learn it, I stick with it.
I like it.
But look, you know, the big thing about Tirad is he doesn't turn the ball over. And, you know, that's what you want in this offense. In his Buffalo career, 52 touchdowns, only 16 interceptions. And then we saw, you know, bad interception last night by the rookie. You know, as good as the rookie looks, you know, I think Tirad is a very underrated NFL quarterback. Eventually, you know, when he gets moved out of the starting job, he can start elsewhere in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Smooth mechanics, stands in the pocket well, can take off and run. He's not as talented as some of those dual threat quarterbacks like Russell Wilson, Cam Newton, etc. But, you know, but dare I say he's a better decision maker than Cam Newton. He's just not as talented, physically talented. He's a really solid NFL quarterback, can be a high-end QB2, I think, and the Browns are going to be a 500 team this year. I think Tirad could start at least 14 games this year.
Yeah, I've been saying that for a while. I've been saying not so fast on Baker Mayfield. And you know, add to this, Scott, that Tirad has better weapons now than he ever had in Buffalo. Probably a better offensive line than he had in Buffalo. And what did he do against everything the organization was trying to do for him up in Buffalo last year? He took the Buffalo Bills to the playoffs, ending a drought of something like 15, 20 years for that franchise, even though they didn't even want to start him. When they were actually the number two wild card, they went to Nathan Peterman, who then promptly threw five interceptions against the Chargers. You know, they didn't want him in Baltimore because Joe Flacco was there. They didn't really want him in Buffalo. And I agree with you. Tirad is not one of these, like, he's not one of these quarterbacks that, let's say, makes everyone else around them better, per se. But you can, in fact, win in the NFL with Tirad Taylor as your quarterback. And I think he is impressing not only the Browns, but potentially 29 other GMs as well. Maybe not Buffalo, maybe not Baltimore, who know about him already, but he, along with, you know, a guy like Teddy Bridgewater, let's say, will be a starting quarterback for a team that they are probably not on right now next year. One other thing I wanted to ask you about, Scott, from this game, on the Philadelphia side. Now, I know that, you know, not all the starters are playing, and I know Jay Ajayi is going to get the burn. We know about Sproles. We know about Clement. But what about Wendell Smallwood? Smallwood went 12 carries, 53 yards. You know, I know he's lower down on the depth chart. There was like one or two weeks last year, I think like weeks maybe like six or seven around there, where he was the back. Okay, is Smallwood in the mix at all, or is Smallwood the kind of guy similar to like maybe an Amir Abdullah that I've talked about before, that if there are more injuries, he could be the kind of guy that plays a little bit of musical chairs if a team needs him? Talk to me a little bit about Wendell Smallwood. Is there any path to relevance for him?
Not really. You got Ajayi, then you have Sproles, then
Clement.
You have Clement. You know, he's no more. He's up. You know, they like Donnell Pumphrey.
Yeah.
You know, he might not be any better than fifth on the depth chart. Maybe
last
fourth.
Year, though, they started him over Clement towards the middle of the season before they like discovered Clement. They did give Smallwood a shot at it.
Yeah, and he's, you know, he hasn't really done anything with it. You know, I don't think he can do anything. But if they're desperately pressed into service, if they got two or three injuries,
right?
You know, maybe he like, you know, gives you some mediocre numbers. I don't think there's anything here with Wendell Smallwood.
Is there any chance that they were showcasing him for potentially other teams? I thought the similar thing about Abdullah when he got the start for Detroit a couple weeks back.
I think with the Lions, yeah. I think with the Eagles, no. You know, they just wanted to see if he could play well enough to make the roster. There's nothing to see here with Wendell Smallwood.
All right, fair enough, fair enough. So we will keep it moving. One other piece of news that I saw before we get into, and you know, we're going to spend most of the day today previewing some of these dress rehearsal games. Okay, we got a lot of interesting games, some playoff caliber teams facing each other. So it'll be real interesting when we see the ones versus the ones in most cases for, you know, pretty much the first half. So we'll get into that a little bit later on. And don't forget, if you want to join the show, the number to call is 844-843-6879. We'll be happy to take your call. One other piece of news, you know, and it originally happened when I was away last week, and I didn't even think it was big enough at first to kind of bring up when I came back about all these injuries. But I saw yesterday that Delanie Walker is still not practicing, Scott, with a toe injury. He's been out of practice for like a week. Now, don't get me wrong. He's still got like 2 weeks, right, until they open the season, the Tennessee Titans. But, you know, Delanie Walker, who just got a new contract extension, is, you know, in his mid-30s. We talk about LaFleur there, the new offensive coordinator, who may be looking to get to Corey Davis and Deion Lewis maybe a little bit more. Do you have any concern, or what is your level of concern around this Delanie Walker injury? I don't like when a guy already in his mid-30s is already banged up entering the season, and toes feel like things that can linger for a little while. I know he's in that tier of, you know, that second tier with guys like Rudolph and Graham and Olsen and Ingram. Do you have any concern about Delanie Walker?
I have some minor concern. You know, he does, like you said, these kind of things can linger. But then, you know, at the same time, it's, you know, we've seen him play through a lot of injuries in his career that would keep other guys out. So, you know, Delanie Walker, like, every player is different. And he seems to have a high pain threshold. So I'm optimistically cautious right now, you know, knowing his history. If you go to rotoexperts.com right now and you check out the latest from Inside Injuries, they say, you know, even though he has a lengthy injury history, he typically doesn't miss games. Right. But in the last few years, when he's battled ankle, hamstring, various injuries, his injury risk is now at 14%, which makes him an elevated injury risk. They say it could become a lingering issue. It's not something that they want to see. But right now, his week one availability, it's still in question, but it's not firmly that he's out. So it's something that we have to keep an eye on. But you have to remember, even though the guy's up in age, you know, he does have a high pain threshold. So you have to be optimistic there.
All right, fair enough. You have him currently ranked as your number 8 tight end, right behind Evan Ingram, right ahead of Jimmy Graham. I might take Jimmy Graham over Delanie Walker, but, you know, it's very close, right? Different strokes for different folks. Real quick, Scotty, I got a question from one of the listeners or one of my followers yesterday that I thought was a really good question, and I wanted to bounce it off of you. The question is about Julian Edelman. All right, and I think it's interesting to find out, like, where are you taking him? Or even a guy like Mark Ingram, right? Like, what's the latest you've seen a guy like Julian Edelman go? Because to our point, right, we're looking for guys that maybe can really help us in the playoffs. And I know Edelman's not going to be there for the first 4 weeks, but he represents a huge value. He would be, you know, your wide receiver 2, let's say, when he is playing, you know, in November and December. Where have you seen Edelman going in drafts?
Well, like round 8, round 9, and Ingram more like round 5, round 6. You know, I think people still once they get their starters, you know, if they're savvy, they're willing to wait for these guys to come back.
Yeah, all you need, though, is one person that go ahead and swoop him up. Remember, he probably definitely represents value in round 9 because then when you need him, he's going to be a huge part of your starting lineup for the playoffs. All right, we are off and running here on Roto Experts in the Morning. It's the King, Scott Engel, and the spitting statistician, Dane Martinez. When we come back, we take a look at some of these dress rehearsal games, week 3 of the preseason. We'll tell you what we're looking for so you know what you need to win your leagues and win that cash. It's Roto Experts in the Morning. Come on right back on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Oh. Like a great pass rusher, the Roto experts will help you sack your fantasy football competition. When you register for their exclusive Edge fantasy package, you get a cheat sheet generator plus a player database with sortable projections and rankings from the best in the business. And you can join the fantasy conversation in the 24/7 Slack chat channel. Visit rotoexperts.com to register for the exclusive Edge fantasy package and enter the promo code FNTSY and you get a 10% discount. That's the rotoexperts.com exclusive Edge fantasy football package, promo code FNTSY.
Little Pitbull bringing us back here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's a Friday morning. I'm real excited, okay? Week three of the preseason. They call them the dress rehearsals. I also got to give a big shout-out to my man, the OG Cabezon. My stepfather's having a birthday today. We're going to be hanging out a little bit later on. He wants to do a little hibachi. He wants to do a little hibachi dinner, so I'm going to take him out for that. Have you ever done the hibachi, Scott?
Oh, yeah, of course. You know,
it's fun, right?
Place like, over here in Queens. Queens, like, in Maspeth, Queens, there's not too many good places to eat, but, you know, there's a good hibachi place over here.
Nice. So, absolutely, yeah. And, you know, they keep it fun.
They shoot the wasabi.
Go ahead.
Yeah, they opened up a new Spanish chicken restaurant last night, and we ordered in. It was really good. We got some pork stew with rice and beans. It was really good.
Yeah, buddy, that's what I'm talking about. You need to come to my hood in Washington Heights if you really want some good Spanish food.
Over there, yeah.
There you go. Absolutely. We got a little Casa de Mofongo. If you need to know what that is, holler at me at Spittin' Speed. You can also holler at Scotty at Scotty Roto Experts. I didn't call you anything, brother, man. You Mofongo. Are El Rey de Fantasia Mofongo. Fantasia. Mofongo. Gracias. I'll let you know about that. Scotty, I'll let you know about that this weekend, all right? Because we are going to be together Saturday and Sunday drafting in some expert leagues, some high-stakes leagues. This is known as National Fantasy Football Draft Weekend, all right? A lot of people are going to be, you know, getting their drafts on and popping. The unfortunate part is that week three of the preseason, we're going to have some injuries as well. We'll be here to break it down and talk about it on Monday as we are every weekend. Every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Scotty, let's look at some of these games, okay? Let's look at some of these games and what we're really looking for, you know, as we try to read the tea leaves of what is important here to look at, what indicators we can see. The first game up is, you know, the Snoopy Bowl here in New York, the Jets and the Giants, right? You know, we know this already. It is being played technically in the state of New Jersey. The only technical New York football team is the Buffalo Bills. And, you know, they may go to Canada unless the Pegulas have anything to say about it. But I digress. Jets and Giants here. You know, we know about Sam Darnold. It looks like it's trending that he is going to be the starter. He's getting all the first-team reps. You know, I'm intrigued by Teddy Bridgewater, not necessarily because of the Jets, but, you know, as we know, we've talked about it twice this week. You know, there were rumors out there that they spoke to the Jaguars about a trade, that they spoke to the Raiders about a trade. It seems like a lot of teams are realizing, the Jets included, that Teddy Bridgewater is an asset. So I want to see how he does, right? I want to see and make sure that he doesn't do anything to hurt his stock as an asset because, like I said, you know, ones against the ones for the first half, there may be a starting quarterback that goes down, and then all of a sudden they're on the horn to Mike Maccagnan and the Jets about Teddy. What are you looking for in this game?
Yeah, you know, I'm looking at. I think Isaiah Crowell is going to play tonight.
Right.
So
the concussion
I'm looking
protocol.
To see him. I want to see more of a connection between Sam Darnold and Robbie Anderson, who I like a lot. You know, 7 touchdowns last year, over 900 yards. I think, you know, as Darnold progresses, Robbie Anderson's going to morph into a wide receiver too in fantasy. I think he's kind of underrated. You know, as far as the Giants go, you know, will Barkley play tonight? I'm not sure. You know, other than that, you know, I want to see how Eli looks, you know, behind something of an improved offensive line. So I'm very interested. You know, here's something else, too. Like, some teams are still looking for a backup quarterback. Maybe the Jets trade Josh McCown, too.
That's interesting also. That is very interesting, right? Like, wouldn't it be great if you're just, you had two legitimate, you know, starting quarterbacks there. Like, if you ride with Teddy, if Teddy looks so good, you know, why not just have Darnold and have Teddy as the backup? I think that's an option too. McCown, though, I think they're keeping in that locker room to be sort of like the mentor, right? To have, you know, take Darnold under his wing, that sort of thing. But you make a good point. McCown is also a viable NFL quarterback. He's not going to excite anybody. But I'm reminded, Scott, that, you know, going into like, I don't know, week 10, let's say, last year before McCown got hurt, he was literally a top 10 quarterback in fantasy. So I think you make an interesting point. Yeah. All right, Scotty. Yeah. Next. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No more on McCown? All right, fine.
No, next you go game. Ahead, sir. Yes.
Tyrod. You know.
Tyrod.
Talk about Tyrod. Yeah.
Tyrod. Yes.
Next game up, I am intrigued by both of these teams' running back positions. Okay. I'm talking about the Denver Broncos and the Washington football team. In Denver, listen, Royce Freeman, I think, is going to be the starter. Royce Freeman has looked good. I've said it on this air a number of times. Devontae Booker is someone who I think the Denver Broncos wanted to take that job late last season, and Booker never really performed well enough to grab the brass ring. So that's why they went out and drafted Royce Freeman. Freeman has looked good. I think he's going to be the starter. Let me ask you this, Scotty. Is Freeman now, in your opinion, the second rookie running back off the board behind Saquon Barkley? What rookie running back is, you know, like, what are you taking? I don't think you're taking Penny or Jones anymore ahead of him, right?
Not even Johnson.
So is Royce Freeman the second rookie running back off the board in your opinion now?
I know Brad Evans of Yahoo Sports loves Royce Freeman.
I liked him off the draft too.
Somebody,
I'm an Oregon
somebody
Ducks
in our
fan,
draft
so
took
him
into. Somebody in our Big League Impact draft took him in the third round and like,
oh, wow. You know,
Brad was saying fourth or fifth
is viable.
That's a good pick. And
interesting.
You know, but I'm worried about Denver, though. I think Case Keenum is going to morph back into a pumpkin, and that's going to cost that team. That's why, even though I'd rank Freeman second, I think that offense is going to be very, very erratic, and there's going to be some weeks where that team falls behind, and you know, maybe Freeman, you know, starts sitting on the bench because they're playing catch up, etc. It's, you know, I like him talent wise, and I think he could be a good flex, but I think the Denver Broncos are going to be a big disappointment this year. They're going to have a good defense that keeps them in games, but they're going to be a 7-9 team because I think Case Keenum is going to turn into a pumpkin.
That's interesting. Let me ask you, though, specifically about Freeman, okay? Because I've been on the Freeman bandwagon. Like I said, I have a lot of family out there in Oregon, so I saw some of Royce Freeman in college, and I always thought that he had a chance at this level. Let me ask you this. You know, you talk about the Denver Broncos. They have a good defense, what have you. In the AFC West, Scotty, they're going to get the Chiefs twice a year. Right, and the Chiefs don't really have a great defense. We've talked about that. It's specifically their pass defense, but they don't have a great defense, you know. They get the Raiders twice a year. They don't have a great defense. And then they get the Chargers, and I love the Chargers. You know I do. But the Chargers were a team with a really great secondary and pass rush, but they were getting gashed via the run last year as well. I think, you know, being in the AFC West for the Denver Broncos, so you don't have to deal with the Broncos defense, six of his games are against teams I think he can run against. It might be a favorable schedule for running backs, too. Does that matter to you for Royce Freeman?
I don't quite look at it that way because I think, you know, and we've seen this a lot in the NFL before. Yeah, these teams don't play good defense on paper, but when you play a divisional game and there's a lot of familiarity, especially later in the season, we get thrown off because, like, we'll see a game between Kansas City and Oakland. Sure. And the two teams will end up scoring 23 points.
Because they know each other so well.
That's because it's just a divisional war. It becomes physical. So I don't think we can assume anything in that regard. I think it's going to be a very competitive division. I won't be surprised to see the Raiders push for a playoff spot.
Huh, interesting. You know, I've been on the Raiders under for a long time. Let's go on the other side of this game, though. Washington, let's make sense of that running back room as well. This is something for me that's now a stay away altogether. The committee has grown with the addition of Adrian Peterson, but Adrian Peterson, Rob Kelly, Samaje Perine, they don't move the needle for me. I don't think they have the quality that I want on my team. Thompson is still somewhat intriguing in a PPR format because of that role that he performs in very, very well. But outside of that, I'm staying away from this backfield. What do you think here?
Yeah, I would if I drafted anybody is like in the 13th round the other day, I took Rob Kelly because I said somebody's got to lead this rush backfield in the rushing, and who's the best possibility to be a goal line back? I think it's Rob Kelly. I don't think Adrian Peterson makes it through the season on this team. I think he gets cut 4 to 6 games in, you know, something like that. And Samaje Perine, in the preseason, not being there and still behind the curve. I think it's a combination of Kelly and Thompson. Thompson's the guy I want to have, but from a rushing perspective, I think Rob Kelly's going to be respectable enough that he'll be useful as like a running back 4.
Okay, fair enough. I personally am still staying away because I think the committee is too deep. I'd rather have guys that I expect to ascend a little bit more over the course of the season.
Staying away.
Yeah, you know, like give me
one. If I have to pick one to run the ball, it's going to be Kelly.
Okay, I see that. If you had to pick one of them, you know, and you think that he may emerge as the guy throughout the season, so we'll keep an eye out for that. That's why I'm saying it's the thing that I want to watch for here with the Washington football team in week 3 of the preseason and beyond. Another game that we got, Scotty, that I want to touch on here is the New England Patriots and the Carolina Panthers. On these two teams, I'm looking to see these number 2 wide receivers. They intrigue me on both of these teams. For Carolina, I'm impressed with this kid, DJ Moore, out of Maryland, okay? I think the Carolina Panthers are trying to get more dynamic playmakers, you know, to add to Christian McCaffrey. I think they're moving away from having a front line for Cam Newton that can play basketball, you know? At one point, remember, they had Benjamin and Funchess and Olsen, these kind of big targets to maybe mitigate some of the accuracy issues of Cam Newton. But now they've got a North Turner offense, and they got more Ricky Bobby shake and bake kind of guys. You know, the DJ Moores, the Christian McCaffreys. Don't forget about Curtis Samuel as well in that kind of mold. I'm intrigued to see DJ Moore in Carolina and in New England. We talked about it yesterday. Who is the number 2 wide receiver when Edelman is out? We've talked about guys like, Cordarrelle Patterson and the kid out of Indianapolis that they traded for, whose name is escaping
Dorsett.
Me right now, Philip Dorsett.
Philip Dorsett.
Dorsett, exactly. So that's what I'm looking at, number 2 wideouts on these two teams, Pats and Panthers. What do you think, Scotty?
The Eagles are like the Panthers right now. It's like they don't have a number 2 wideout.
Mm-hmm.
But the Eagles like have no Jeffrey right now. So, this Gibson kid's having a great preseason. That's interesting to watch. I thought Mac Hollins was going to step up. It hasn't happened.
And you still don't believe in Mike Wallace, right? You don't believe in Mike Wallace.
No, not at all. Not at all. And with New England, Cordarrelle Patterson, you know, I don't want to do this again. You know, I remember after his first year, he was getting drafted in like the 3rd, 4th round, and we found out the guy could do nothing but return kicks and screen pass.
Yeah, he's a track star.
Yeah, I think James White is their number 2 wide receiver, to be honest with you. As for Moore, it's like I like what I see, but I just don't know if there's going to be enough involvement in his rookie year to make him anything more than a wide receiver 5.
Yeah, it is tough for rookie wide receivers. We've made that point a number of times.
It's more his role, though. He's a possession run after the catch kind of guy. He's not going to make a lot of big plays. He's got to, work with Cam Newton. They're rookies that I really like. I mean, I think Calvin Ridley, is going to have a great preseason. You know, I think that this kid in Dallas, could emerge as a fantasy starter. So it's just I like DJ Moore, but I think he might be a year away from making a fantasy impact.
Fair enough. Don't forget another rookie that I personally am high on myself. I am 420 for Christian Kirk in Arizona as well. He has played well. And remember, there's not a ton of competition out there in Arizona outside of, Fitzgerald and obviously the tight end, Ricky Seals-Jones. So you got to look at that as well. Scotty, I also want to tell people, BetDSI is celebrating 20 years as the industry's biggest and safest betting site. They have great customer service and fast, easy payment of winnings, okay? And that's what you want. You want to be able to get your winnings real quick. You can play virtually every sport at BetDSI with hundreds of wagering options, including live in-game wagering on all major sporting events where you can make your play at any time during the game. I like that a lot, okay, Scotty? Especially especially in sports like the NBA, where, you know, everybody makes a run, to be able to make that live betting, I really like that. Okay, they run sign-up and deposit promotions year-round. So for a limited time, use the promo code FNTSY. BetDSI is offering up to $2,500 on your first deposit, including kind of rollover requirements. Use the promo code FNTSY and go on over to BetDSI.com. All right, Scotty, we got some time to talk about another game or two. Next game I want to talk about is the Lions going to Tampa to take on the Bucks. Scotty, I am intrigued. I mean, it didn't seem to rate too much on your radar when I mentioned it to you, but I think it's very intriguing that I saw out of Detroit this idea that Kenny Golladay might be in two wide sets with Marvin Jones and Golden Tate might not. I think that really kind of changes the snap count for both of these wide receivers, Golladay in a positive direction, who does have the frame to be kind of more that outside X guy anyway, and it could you know, impact the snap count of Golden Tate as well. Now, don't get me wrong. My guy, Jim Bob Cooter and the Detroit Lions, they go three wide a ton, especially now that they don't even have, you know, the tight end they used to have there in Ebron. So I think they're going to go three wide a lot, but I am intrigued, and I think this could be upside for Kenny Golladay, so I'm looking at that in Detroit. What are you looking at?
Yeah, I think you're pretty much on point with it, but you know, I think Tate is still going to have a significant role in this offense. He's their best possession receiver, you know, who does great things after the catch. You know, that's what DJ Moore could eventually become. You know, he could become a Golden Tate, which would be very nice.
That would be great, yeah.
By his third year, but you know, like I said, this team was very, very bad in the red zone last year, and that it's going to be all about Blunt, Kerryon Johnson, and Golladay when they get down by that stripe. You know, why not go three wide, even if they still had Eric Ebron?
Yeah, no, so you're right. Like, they're going to go three wide a ton, so Golden Tate will be on the field, you know, but I'm just thinking, for me, it's indicative that maybe Kenny Golladay has taken that step forward as a second-year wide receiver, and he could be viable in fantasy leagues. Do you see him maybe as a wide receiver four, Scotty?
Definitely, with wide receiver three upside. You know, this could become a situation like the Rams, where they have three viable wide receivers.
Mm-hmm. And they become a fantasy herd. And, you know, Golladay is doing that in Detroit. I think Chris Godwin is doing similar things in Tampa, Scotty, you know, pushing DeSean Jackson into the slot role. What do you think about Godwin? Yeah, I know you like him.
Let him surpass Jackson. You know, I take the third receiver in Kansas City, Detroit, Los Angeles, all
Green
over
Bay.
Tampa Bay. DeSean Jackson's so overrated. You know, we're chasing seasons from the past. There are some guys where people are chasing seasons from the past. DeSean Jackson, Demaryius Thomas, Jordan Reed, and
Adrian Peterson.
Stop. Well, that's more extreme. You know, the NFL teams. I'm talking about fantasy players. I stopped chasing, you know, these seasons from a few years ago. I think Demaryius Thomas is going to be a disappointment this year. DeSean Jackson, don't want him on my teams.
All right, fair enough. We'll keep it moving. You know, I think that does represent similar to how I think Kenny Golladay could take a step forward. I think what that means, though, I'm not so much worried about DeSean Jackson. I think it means good things for Chris Godwin. And I see Godwin and Golladay in similar molds as young wide receivers who may take a step forward this year for their teams, hopping over veterans. We are off and running on Roto Experts in the Morning. It's the Spitting Statistician and the King of Fantasy, Scott Angle. When we come back, more third week preseason games to cover. It's Roto Experts in the Morning on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Roto Experts in the Morning right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Shimmy, shimmy, yah. We like it raw. The King, Scott Angle, the spitting statistician, stable genius, and vocal minority of the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. That's me, Dane Martinez. Hey, Scotty, you know, one of my AKAs is the vocal minority. Do you think I deserve that, or should it be Corey Parsons as the vocal minority of the Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Or can I take the title and leave him as the executive?
I think you should take it. You know,
it's, okay, fair enough.
Corey talks so much garbage that he's more like a majority.
fair enough. I like that. But regardless, here we are on Roto Experts in the Morning, giving you what you need every morning throughout the football season. We were talking about, I want to continue our conversation here. I thought it's really interesting. Lions and Bucks tonight, you know, in the preseason week 3. And we're talking about Kenny Golladay, and we're talking about Chris Godwin. And there has been kind of buzz on both Golladay. Of these guys. Oh, I like that. It would be so nice.
Ooh,
Golladay. Yeah. I like that. I might have to draft Kenny Golladay now.
It would be so nice. Like when you
I might have down, to get right? some shares of Kenny Golladay. So anytime Golladay, he gets into the end zone, I can be
like, celebrate. It would be celebrate. So nice.
Hey, Bavona, down there in the fantasy pit of misery, we may have to cut that up. We may have to cut that up for a drop. Anytime we talk Kenny Golladay, we're going to have to get that involved.
Yeah, we can get the music behind it, right?
I like that a lot. Chris Bavona makes the magic happen down there in the fantasy pit of misery. Dilly dilly to him. Dilly dilly to everybody who follows us on Twitter, at Spittin' Speeds, at Scotty Roto X. Dilly dilly to everybody who's buying the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. Enter the promo code El Rey at checkout for all the great content you need as we approach National Fantasy Football Draft Weekend. But we were talking about Golladay and Chris Godwin. Okay. And I think that they're both on a similar path. They're, you know, second or third year wide receivers who are taking, I think, a step forward, growing in opportunity with their teams, and maybe, you know, causing a sacrifice in targets for kind of small-scale veteran wide receivers in Golden Tate and Deshaun Jackson. Who would you rather have, Golladay or Godwin, right now in drafts? Both of them upside young wide receivers who could maybe be wide receiver fours and maybe even threaten for the back-end wide receiver threes.
At first I was thinking, Golladay, celebrate. But Godwin, I think, has a clear path to a number two wide receiver job with his team. Golden Tate's better than Deshaun Jackson. But, you know, I think Golladay will be so nice.
Yes, it would be so nice. Definitely, guys, to keep an eye on when you're thinking about flex wide receivers.
There was another one I used to break out back in the past, too. It's like, you know the Bee Gees, How Deep Is Your Love?
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to, because people would call up constantly. I'd have to ask their league size, so I'd ask, you know, how deep is your league?
How deep is your league? Got it.
Is your league
and also, is... my guys, Kenneth Cashman out there at RotoWear, I bought a shirt for the Unicorn recently, and it says League Size Matters. So that's good as well, you know.
Where's my Cincinnati Bengals shirt?
I like that. We got to get on the horn with my man Kenny Cashman and RotoWear. I had a Twitter follower hit me up with a screenshot of his team that he just drafted and was like, what are your thoughts? And at first, it took me a while, Scotty, because, listen, this roster had David Johnson, Jordan Howard, Keenan Allen, Michael Thomas, and Rob Gronkowski on it or something like that. And I was like, wait a second. I was like, did you somehow have five top three round picks? Like, what is this? And he was like, ha, 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 you know, it's a keeper league, and like three of those guys were keepers. I was like, oh, okay, that makes a little bit of sense. But it's so hard to just, you know, when someone gives you just a picture or gives you their team, you don't know the context. You know, you don't know if it's – and some of these guys, I was like, what is this, like a four-team league? How do you have all these people? You know, so league size definitely matters. All right, next game that we want to move on and talk about a little bit here on Roto Experts in the Morning is Seattle Seahawks, your Seattle Seahawks, Scotty. They go to the spaceship in Minnesota to take on the Vikings. Two things. For Minnesota, who you know we both are pretty high on, right? We both have them in the playoffs. We both have them as our NFC North Division winner. Although, as you know, I'm a little bit worried about this Vikings offensive line. and the injuries that they have already sustained in the preseason. Now, I don't know if these guys are long-term injuries or what have you, but I am a little bit concerned. I've been seeing Cousins also locking in on Stephon. Can you dig it? So I want to see any chemistry with him and Adam Thielen, if that can develop. And I'm also intrigued. It sounds like this is going to be the first time we see Dalvin Cook in action, so I want to get a good look at him as well. What are you looking at for the Vikings, who I know you have going pretty far in your predictions?
Yeah, I think, this not things we're worried about out for the season yet, but that could be concerns early in the season because you want to have the continuity for the line. So that's legitimate, although Latavius Murray has run pretty well overall behind the line. And, you know, you want to see Dalvin Cook. They'll get him in space, and you're concerned about how much Murray cuts into Cook, but Murray keeps fumbling like he did last week. You know, Cook's going to step forward. And you know, maybe not. It's not about volume for Cook. You know, maybe it's like a Jamal Charles type thing where, like, he makes the most of every touch. You know, that's what you're hoping with him as well.
Or Kamara.
With Kirk Cousins, he can be mobile enough in the pocket, I think. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this team's got a very, very good defense. They're going to give him good field position. They're going to help keep him ahead in games. So I think they're going to be okay. I think Dalvin Cook's the biggest thing we look for tonight. Will Rashad Penny, there's an outside shot, you know, that he may play today. But this is a very, very tough defensive assignment for Russell Wilson. I want to see how that offensive line holds up against, that defensive front. And with Doug Baldwin not playing, what receivers can make their mark against this Minnesota secondary? Let me tell you, I like Jerron Brown a lot. And if he presses tonight, I think there's going to be more buzz about him.
Interesting. But what you bring up also on both sides, right, the defensive line versus the offensive lines on both sides are interesting for me. You've talked about the Seattle offensive line, and despite them getting Dwayne Brown, you know, they're still still Jeremy Ifedi is still there, right? And that's a problem.
I don't know if he's going to start. They got Brown. They also got DJ Fluker. They got back J.R. Sweezy, who might push for some playing time if he could stay healthy. And they're talking about George Fant is now back and healthy, and they've liked him. And, you know, he could start over a Fetty.
Okay, so interesting. We do want to see how that offensive line holds up against, you know, a legitimate front seven with, you know, Sheldon Richardson, Griffin as well. Yeah, absolutely. And then on the other side, when you talk about that offensive line from Minnesota, I look and they open the season, Scott. The Vikings open the season at home, but against the 49ers, right? And we know the 49ers on offense may take some time to gel, but the 49ers do have some stud first-round picks on that defensive line, you know? Solomon Thomas, Buckner, Armstead. So I want to see what kind of pressure those guys up front can put against, like you said, early in the season, what may be a banged-up offensive line for the Vikings. Scotty, I got to let people know, DailyRoto.com is putting more than $25,000 on the line for its subscribers this NFL season, entering paid contests on FanDuel, and bringing you along for the free roll. Have a chance to win big along SportsGrid CEO Jeremy Stein. He's one of only one of the only men to have won two separate $1 million prizes. That's why he can sign some of the checks. Each week, we'll select lucky subscribers to sweat with us and split 50% of the profits. No profits that week? No worries. You'll get tossed back into the hat the following week. So head to dailyroto.com/sweat and learn how to get in on the action. All right, Scotty, one other game I want to get to that's taking place tonight. We got the Green Bay Packers going to Oakland to take on the Raiders. I'm interested to see the Oakland running game. You know, Gruden's been talking so much about the muscle hamster, Doug Martin. Marshawn Lynch, especially in standard leagues, I think has value as an RB2. And I'm looking, you know, to see just the development of this Raiders offense under Gruden. You know, I would love to see if Carr and Cooper have, you know, the connection in the first half. What are you looking for in Oakland?
I think, a healthy Derek Carr could rebound and threaten to be a quarterback one this year. And that means Amari Cooper might finally live up to the hype this year with Jordy Nelson in there mentoring him in a lot of ways. So I think this team does a bad defense. They're going to be a lot of shootouts. They're going to be fantasy friendly. John Gruden is giving I heard one beat writer say John Gruden is going to have Derek Carr be the CEO of the offense. He's going to be free to call all the shots. I think it's going to boost his confidence. I think they're going to have to throw a lot, and I think Derek Carr is going to have a nice bounce back year.
That's interesting. You know, you talk about that, and all the best quarterbacks in the NFL, that's what they do, right? I think they call it reading the mail, right? And being able to adjust the plays at the line, a little kill, 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 and maybe Carr will have more freedom as he internalizes this Gruden offense. And as we know, number one wideouts in the Gruden offense have done pretty well, so we'll see if Amari Cooper, you know, fully realizes his potential. You looking at anything for Green Bay? What are you looking at here? Is it these, like, third wide receivers again to see? Is it Allison or one of the rookies that maybe can be that third wide receiver for Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay?
Yeah, I think, you know, Allison could be that guy. And, you know, you want to see that again as well. But, you know, Jamon Moore, you know, there's been bad talk about him in the press. I think this is a pivotal game for him to step up. I don't think they're going to cut a fourth-round pick, but, you know, he hasn't looked too good. Meanwhile, you know, guys like Marquez Valdes-Scantling,
It's
played well.
Equanimous
St. Brown. So, you know, those guys, you know, Jake Kumerow is playing a really good preseason. You know, could that be a surprise third wide receiver if Randall Cobb gets injured? So I want to see more how that develops.
Yeah, definitely. That is pretty interesting, Kumerow being a preseason stud. All right, Scotty. Last thing I want to tell people, don't forget about Fantasy Factor. It is the only exclusive single-entry DFS site. They got free rolls registering all the time and great promotions for free prizes. Keep a lookout also for Fantasy Factor's free $1 million Survivor contest opening soon, about next week. Go to fantasyfactor.com. You know I love that. It gives you a real chance so you don't have to deal with the people putting in formulas and 50, 100 lineups into the same tournament. Scotty, also, we are going to, you know, as we get into the football season, we'll play Survivor, you, me, and, you know, maybe our guy Chris Bavona. We'll play a Survivor to see who can last the longest. We'll make maybe, you know, three picks each week, you know, and track that to see, you know, who's helping you win a couple of shekels. We'll pick some things against the spread to give you an idea of what we're doing. Don't forget about mybookie.ag, where we get all of the lines. But as for fun and games, Scotty, one of the things we're doing right now is the team name contest. And I got a couple of new good ones that I want to bounce off of you. All right. First one is for Jay from Docky.
How about spare the tarot, spoil the child?
That could work, but we are internal here. We got to let the listeners, because remember, the winner's getting a free Roto Experts exclusive edge package and the personal phone call from the king to help set their lineups one of the weeks this season. We got another one. It's Jay from Dachi. He's got another Adam Thielen one. I think we've heard things like this before, but got to get it out there. What about Thielen on your booty?
We already have She's Stealing on my Ditka, so.
Yeah, so we got someone. Better. We already got one of those. Drew Snyder is out there with Joe Buck Yourself. What do you think about that one?
It's pretty good.
It is pretty good.
That's pretty good, and
Scotty's considerate.
Yeah, my nickname for Mike Blewett too is Joe Buck. So I think.
Hear that. There you go. We'll be hearing him next.
I'm gonna slide that in at number seven. I like that.
All right, yeah, I'm putting that in your top because you know Joe with Scott Buck with you what I do. What I do is like when I read it, you know, I like to see your knee jerk reaction. You know, like every time I would say Henny a la Vodka, you would chuckle to yourself, right?
Yeah.
Feeling on my dick, you chuckle to yourself. And when I said Joe Buck Yourself, you chuckled. And so that's my read on you. I got one more that I like a lot and I'm going to put into my top seven. It's from Jim Martell, who's been out there, a fan of the show. He follows me. He's part of my Stats Over Beats cipher. What do you think about this one, Scotty? Turn your head and goff. There it is. That's the reaction I'm talking about.
That's the
reaction I'm talking about. You like that. Yeah. I know you've been to the doctor before. All men have. And we get that one, right?
This is my new number two.
Ooh, Scotty. We like that. Okay. So it bumps She's Stealing on My Ditka down, huh?
Yeah.
Nice. All right. So Turn Your Head and Goth from Jim Martell. I like that one a lot as well. Jim Martell, also the guy who submitted my number one pick overall for Netflix and Chill. So Jim Martell is threatening Tyler Bryson as like the best contributor so far. Jim Martell has two in my top seven now, the Turn Your Head and Goth and for Netflix and Chill. I like that one a lot. When I saw that on Twitter yesterday, I was like, ah, that is pretty cool. All right, Scotty, so closing out the show for the week. You know, I mean, Scotty, I'm excited for round three. I mean, week three, because it's real and the starters. But I'm worried that when I see you tomorrow morning, the buzz right before we start drafting in the Greenwich Street Tavern League, which apparently you are bringing the trophy or the belt to as the defending champion. I'm worried that we're going to wind up.
I'm not a wrestling fan.
What are you? You're a trophy guy?
I get trophies, yeah.
And you're bringing the trophy?
Wrestling, yeah. Yes.
Are you bringing the trophy?
Yeah.
All right, so when you bring the trophy tomorrow morning, I'm just worried, Scott, that the thing that we're going to be talking about is a fantasy-relevant stud that's going to be injured. You know, we saw it with Darius Geis. You know, we've seen it with some others. We saw it with Hunter Henry. You know, someone's going to get banged up, and that's going to be the narrative. I'm really, you know, I'm frustrated about that because, you know, apparently football is a violent game, huh?
It is, you know, and anything can happen at any time. So, look, you know, I remember a few years ago with the GST and Romo got hurt, you know, right when we were there drafting.
Yeah, and that really hurts. You know, that really hurts. But last thing I'll say, don't forget to go on out and get the Roto Experts exclusive Edge fantasy football package. There's plenty of ways to do it. You can get it at Roto Experts. You could also submit your best team names to us. And if you win the contest, you will get a free Roto Experts exclusive Edge fantasy football package. After that, Scotty, you know, one of the things that I've done, I want to see if you like this. I did a game on Freestyle last year called Game of Inches, where people would hit us up, not with fantasy team names, but with like, their worst stories of bad beats, you know, from the week. Like the guy, for example, on Monday Night Football one year, like Derrick Henry ran for a crazy garbage time touchdown, but the guy sent it in to me. He lost. One guy lost by like 0.3 points, not because of Derrick Henry, but because like his opponent had Ryan Succop. And so the extra point after that is what gave him the loss, you know, things like that. And the guys who get the worst beats, maybe we should think about giving them a prize or something like that, or maybe the worst beat for the entire year. So after we do the team name contest, maybe we start Game of Inches here on Roto Experts in the morning.
Yeah, I had those stories myself last year, but I try to forget.
Yeah, I know, and so everyone has those stories, but the worst, we should at least, you know, we could at least honor here on Roto Experts in the morning. All right, Fantasy Sports Today up next. Scotty, I'll see you all weekend. We'll be drafting. Have a great drafting weekend, everybody. We'll be back on Monday to talk about it. Roto Experts in the morning.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
L-E-D-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.